Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, well, Kenny Lofton's going to join us here in a second. We're going to talk to him about his new movie. He's got some other stuff going on. I want to ask him about Trevor Bauer, too. I'm reading this story. He's throwing out his rules for dating out there. So is Kenny on the line? Kenny is on the line. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in former Indian center fielder and fan favorite Kenny Lofton. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
We're good. Did you hear the rules for dating?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear?
But it'll be funny. No.
You might not want to, Kenny.
Trevor Bauer just put out his rules for dating. It's on Sports Illustrated. Do you want to hear him or not?
Yeah, sure.
All right. One, no feelings. As soon as I sense you're developing feelings, I'm going to cut you off because I'm not interested in a relationship and I am emotionally unavailable. Two.
Okay, that's honest.
That's honest. Okay, I think they're all honest.
Yeah. I like it.
Two, no social media posts about me while we're together because private life stays private.
Smart man.
Okay, good.
Okay, here's the good one. You want to talk about being honest? This is honest to a fault. Three, I sleep with other people. I'm going to continue to sleep with other people. If you're not okay with that, we won't sleep together. That's perfectly fine. We can just be perfectly polite, platonic friends.
There you go.
Perfect. Okay, I like that too. Okay.
Did they have those three rules up in the clubhouse when you were playing for the Indians?
Well, no, but the thing about it, it was because the problem was going on with Trevor is that people are trying to get him put in some situations. So he go ahead and put it out there in the beginning. He already basically put the thing out there. And if you end up putting yourself in a position and saying, well, he did this. But no, he told you in the beginning what it was. So I always told people, you be honest like that in the beginning. You will get more. They say you get more flies with honey than you will with whatever. How that does saying, you know. So, and that's the way. If you're honest, a lot of good things happen. People just gotta always realize that.
He's out there, Kenny, and he'll tell you exactly what he thinks. I love watching him pitch. You know, in your long career, you played with unique personalities. As a teammate, how do you deal with guys who might march to the beat of their own drummer?
You let them be. You know, I always told people. When they talk about this, oh, he was good for the clubhouse. I don't care about what's good for the clubhouse. What's good for when you on that field? That's what I worry about. And you can be the Al Bell, the Trevor Bauer, whoever you want to be. But once you step in between those lines, that's the person I care about. After that, I don't even care. You know, like they always talk about Dennis Rodman. When once Dennis Rodman got on that court, oh, my goodness, he was a beast. And that's what you want. You want a beast of a guy as a player on your team. That's what you want.
Kenny, whether people like the guys you played with or not, and I think the majority of people, they liked them, your clubhouses that you played in, especially here in Cleveland, had tons of personality. And when you look at the Indians' current clubhouse, it's not the same. You know, has the game changed, or is it just – I don't know. I like the fact that your clubhouses had personality. Like, Kenny, I knew that there were times that I was going to walk into that clubhouse afterwards, and if there was a play – you were going to say to me or anybody else, well, you saw the play. What do you think? But I was okay with it because I liked it because that was Kenny Lofton to me. And I knew that you had passion for it. And there were other guys in the locker room. Same thing, Albert, or people would go over to the mayor in the corner. I mean, what's the difference between now and then when it comes to the clubhouse dynamic?
Well, you know, to be honest, I don't really know about the clubhouse because I haven't only been in there. I only walked through, I think, couple of years ago or something, but sure. I haven't dealt inside the Indians clubhouse in years. So I have no clue what goes on in there.
All right, well, let me put it this way then. You guys had a ton of personality, and I think that's why people still love you to this day, that there's no question.
Yeah, because, again, we were our own – we were individuals that had an individual goal, and the goal was winning. And you win on the field. I don't know one guy won a game sitting his butt in the clubhouse. So when you talk about, oh, he's a good clubhouse guy ain't going to turn into wins. I don't care what nobody says. Wins, what happens on the field. Again, we had the wildest clubhouse. We had music. We had Manny and Tavares and Espinosa fighting all over the place. And Kirby's loud mouth and him and Espino's guys wrestling all over the time. But once the game started, it was a whole different beast. And that's what people need to understand. You don't win in the clubhouse. You win on the field.
Former Indian Kenny Lofton joining us. Kenny, as everybody's been looking at this year's Indians team, I always flash back to your teams in the 90s because this team is kind of the opposite of that. This team's based around its starting pitching. They don't even have any idea who's going to be in the outfield. And you look at your team, and I loved your team because you guys were going to beat the living you-know-what out of the baseball and try to outscore everybody with some good pitching and a good bullpen. Is there one way, and you played on a bunch of teams, you know, after you left the Indians, is there one way that you think is a better way to play baseball?
You play it the right way. That's it. You play the game the right way, and I think is that you know, and like I've always said, each individual have their own thing about the game and who they are as a player. If you put your – always say, they say there's an I in team. Yes, there's always an I in team. If I do my job, it will help the team. So that's the way you play baseball. You have your own individual talents. You put them together in the team concept. That's how you win. It's simple. People don't keep it simple anymore. They got analytics. They got launch angle. Launch angle will make you strike out 200 times. Level angle will make you put the ball in play and get on base. Bottom line.
That makes too much sense. Do you like
yeah.
Do you like teams that are based around offense or teams that are based around pitching and defense better, Kenny?
Well, again, they always say they come hand in hand.
Okay.
Because with Cleveland, when we played, we didn't have the star pitchers as in what everybody was expecting. But like you said, we beat the baseball up and down the field, and our pitchers knew that they were the top in the league, but they know what? They were the most consistent in what they did, and they kept their pitching simple. They said, you know what? I might end up making a mistake, but I know my offense is going to come up in the next inning and score some more runs that will make up for my mistake. And that's what they knew. They knew all they had to do was give our bullpen, the starters going in, pitch five, maybe six innings to give the bullpen a chance and the bullpen to come in and do their job. And that's kind of how we looked at it as everyone knew their job. You had a job to do, and you made up for other guys' mistake. And you didn't, you know, go off on this guy because he gave up a run or we didn't hit a hit. Everyone looked at each other as a team. If you make a mistake as a pitcher, he threw a home run or a two-run homer, I come to the plate the next time and say, you know what, I got to get on base to help Oro out, help Dennis Martinez out because he gave up a run. Now I'm going to do what I can do to help my teammate. He's my teammate. I'm all about a team concept.
Kenny Lofton joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, let's talk about your latest venture. You've got a movie coming out called Chokehold with your production company Film Pool. How's that going, Kenny, and how do you like your post-baseball life in the film world?
Well, it's good. You know, film world is fun. It's a lot going on and a lot of, like I said, in film world, you got to have your team players to put things together, and that's where I've learned in the film world. It's a team concept and a team understanding to put things together, but some of the team and people you try to get involved, they're not as passionate about the projects as others. And that's where it can kind of get not say a downfall, but you just got to make sure you got to start kicking people in the butt a little bit to get things going because you need to get a film out at a certain date at a certain time. But then you have to depend on other people to get your film out there. So like the movie Choco we have, you know, in Power City, you know, tonight is one, it was last night and tonight, the only time this movie will be here in Cleveland. So we're trying to get as many people to come out tonight, because this will help our situation with trying to bring my company Film Pool to try to bring more films to be shot here in Cleveland. And we can show the investors, like either them or other private investors or companies like a Hulu, Netflix, somebody like that, to show that there's a lot of interest that's going on in Ohio, and Kenny can have a film come here and have all this support come through. That will make them want to have us to be able to come here, shoot and film here, and then show it here. And that's my plan.
You were planning that stuff when you were playing, because I remember talking to you about it, Kenny. And I think it's really cool that you've been able to go and transition into something else and be successful at it. Congratulations on that. That's not easy
to
do.
No, it's not easy, but I always tell people it's tough because I ended up getting my degree in Arizona. It's the TV film. So to have opportunity to be able to, because a lot of people can't, get their degree and also work in that same field. Everyone's changing field at that time, but I'm glad I had an opportunity to be able to work in the field that I got my degree in.
Kenny, I got about 30 seconds left here, real quick.
Okay.
Just how many pitches do you get for films? How often do they come up to your company and say, hey, we want you to do this, or how many scripts do you get?
Yeah, we have a lot of scripts. We have probably, I'll just say, 3 or 4 scripts a week sometimes, and then sometimes we just cut them off once we figure out the idea of the script. So right now, when we see a script, we say we look at the concept. We always tell them to send us a one-pager, an idea of what it makes sense to our company and what we're trying to do, and that's how we go about it. So, but if people have ideas or whatever, you can come out tonight, watch the film, and then I can see what's an idea that what people like, ask questions. And that's the big thing. You can ask any kind of question you want tonight about the film and maybe baseball as well.
Very cool. All right, Kenny, tonight, Tower City, 7:30, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a $10 ticket or something like that. I don't know, something like that.
All right, sounds good. Kenny, thank you. We always appreciate your time. We love talking baseball with you. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, Kenny Lofton, former Indian, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.